Indulge in all your holiday faves this season, knowing you're getting the good stuff your body craves with Ka'Chava's all-in-one nutrition shake. It's your post-holiday recovery kit with 25 grams of protein, 6 grams of fiber, greens, adaptogens, and so much more. And it actually tastes delicious. With 6 indulgent flavors to choose from, it's easy to make a superfood-packed shake. From chocolate, vanilla, and chai to matcha, coconut acai, and strawberry, you can even savor the season with their limited edition chocolate mint. There are endless ways to personalize your Ka'Chava, whether you prefer it straight up or enjoy adding fruit, peanut butter, nut milk, or even iced coffee. With every 2 scoops of Ka'Chava, you're getting the highest quality ingredients. No fillers, no nonsense. Holiday nutrition has never been this easy or delicious. Go to Ka'Chava.com and use code NEWS for 15% off. That's Ka'Chava, K-A-C-H-A-V-A.com, and use code NEWS.
Welcome to the Shepherd Ambella Show. Hope everything is going well this Sunday. You know, this is a special edition because there's a lot going on lately with the solar eclipse and with various states calling out, you know, states of emergency ahead of the solar eclipse. They're saying that there's going to be a high volume of people in the area, hundreds of thousands of people in this path of totality. And they are saying because of that, they have to cancel schools and do all of this stuff. But there's something that just does not add up about all this. And we're going to be covering it right here on the Shepherd Ambella Show. Guys, don't forget to like, subscribe, share, and hit the bell. Send this out to everyone because I'm so censored. Please support the broadcast. All the links are in the description. I need all the support I can get just to keep the bills paid. Everything's coming up to be due for the month now. And I appreciate anyone who has made a contribution. Good to see everyone in chat. Go to chat on YouTube. We also have an open lines special. The number is in the description if you want to call in right now or at any point during the show. You know, the scary thing is an elite radiological nuclear disaster unit is planning on staging near an Arkansas nuclear power plant, but on the Ohio or the Oklahoma side in Broken Bow, Oklahoma. And, you know, it's one of the strangest things that we're seeing basically right now with this. And if you go to IntelliHub.news, government fears Arkansas nuclear power plant meltdown during total solar eclipse. A radiological disaster response team will stage near failing nuclear power plant ahead of eclipse day. Now, no one's reporting what I'm reporting here. I did some research today, and there's a lot of evidence that points me in the direction that they're worried about this defunct nuclear power plant in Arkansas. The Defense Department has planned to station an elite National Guard team near at a safe distance from a failing Arkansas nuclear power plant. This team specializes in responding to chemical, biological, and radiological disasters. This action is to ensure preparedness ahead of the April 8th total solar eclipse and the arrival of the double comet. The government has instructed the team of 22 nuclear catastrophe experts and 150 state police officers to remain alert before, during, and after an upcoming solar event that has caused significant concern among authorities. National Guardsmen involved in the operation will operate out of Broken Bow and Itabel, Oklahoma, where the state has already urged residents to stock up with several weeks of food and water supply, fuel, and other essentials. State educators in Oklahoma and Arkansas plan to close over 100 schools on Eclipse Day, raising concerns among citizens that something terrible could happen. Several Texas counties in the path of totality for the solar eclipse have declared a state of emergency, claiming it's due to an influx of visitors. Regardless, that doesn't explain the specialized radiological disaster team stationed near the Ohio-Arkansas border. It's reasonable to assume that now, if you go to like Occam's razor and just what's the clearest explanation for all this, it's reasonable to assume that the Department of Defense would deploy a chemical, biological, and radiological disaster unit in the event of an imminent threat. The fact is that this is taking place on and around the day of the solar eclipse suggests that the government is anticipating some disruption, potentially an earthquake caused by a planetary alignment. An earthquake of any magnitude on or around the region of Arkansas's Nuclear One could trigger a Fukushima-scale disaster. The question is, do authorities know something we don't? An alternate theory on the matter uncovers the possibility that the government is expecting satellites to fail due to some type of Carrington event. It is troublesome to know that officials are worried about communications almost as if they expect a blackout. The scoop on this, guys, this is IntelliHub.news. You can go there. The scoop on this is inspectors have recently suggested that the Arkansas Nuclear One's power plant in Russellville requires an increased oversight due to safety concerns. Despite these recommendations, no action has been taken in the past 8 years. The facility has been the subject of multiple safety investigations and is currently non-operational with the worst safety rating among all 100 nuclear facilities in the country. So it literally has the worst safety rating out there out of every nuclear facility. And there are fears that this could prompt a meltdown. So pay attention to that. Check this out, IntelliHub.news. And this is an article out of a local paper in Oklahoma where it says National Guard to be here for the eclipse. Guys, share this out. Support this show. Support this work. This is a very important broadcast. No one else is really going to break down the meat and potatoes of this like I am here. And we're going to go through three potential possibilities for this. And it gets really fascinating. But right now, we can see right here that the National Guard is to be here for the eclipse. The Oklahoma National Guard will have guardsmen present in the McCurtain County for the total solar eclipse on April 8th, County Emergency Management Director Cody McDaniel told commissioners. It's estimated that about 100,000 people may be in the country for the event. The 22 members of the elite chemical, biological, radiological, and nuclear unit will be housed in Broken Bow, in addition to 110 to 150 Oklahoma Highway Patrol troopers. There will be about 150 first responders, volunteers, with many staying in at the sports complex in Broken Bow, and some at the National Guard Armory in Itabel. McDaniel is seeking food and funding for feeding them. Residents will be urged to stock up with 2 weeks of food in advance of this event and have their fuel tanks full. Some parts of the country could have traffic at a standstill. Things could be moving slow. Expect a likely disruption in communications. Facilities could become overwhelmed. And so a chemical, biological, and radiological, and nuclear unit. Now, okay. Right. Now, these are all, they're commonly deployed for in solar eclipses, right? I mean, that's the kind of asset you would appropriate, right? No, this is like when we saw the asteroid convergence during the pandemic, what my film Shackled to Silence talks about, and why we saw the hospital ships and why they deployed 30,000 trauma surgeons, and they were trying to deploy 80,000 trauma surgeons. You don't send trauma surgeons to a pandemic, ladies and gentlemen. Just like you don't send a chemical, biological, radiological, and nuclear disaster team to a solar eclipse. So, you know, this elite team is staging upwind of this Arkansas facility. And this is a nuclear one power plant, and it's ready for meltdown due to failed oversight. And people are worried their rival, this double comet and the total solar eclipse, they're worried that this is just getting scary, right? It's prompting meltdown fears. I mean, the arrival of a double comet. Are you kidding me? A total solar eclipse. Look at the path of totality, people. Are you kidding me? This is breaking news. Now, the elite radiological response unit is to stage by an Arkansas nuclear power plant that is now defunct. This plant has been having problems for years. There's been nothing done over there. Some fear martial law could ensue. The team is staging in Oklahoma next to this 262-891-0070. The number is down below in the description. 262-891-0070. This is the Shepherd and Umbrella Show. You're listening to it. And remember, we also go on Apple Podcasts, Spotify. You can find us there. Show archives there. We're live on Rockfin, Rumble, YouTube, and X platform, and Facebook. So check us out all over there. Now, guys, there's a lot going on. I mean, this is, it's scaring people. And I mean, there is schools going up for closure here. This is a list of Arkansas schools. Now, they're saying that many schools in the path of totality have decided to close. And there's just this long list of schools, including Glen Rose School District, Hope Public Schools, Magnolia Mountain Home. It goes on and on and on. We're going to take calls right now. What's up? You're on the air. Who's this?
Hey, Chef.
How's it going?
I'm doing well, man. I just want to congratulate you, man. The information that you're putting out there for people is outstanding. You know, people really need to hear it. And I want to congratulate you. And the people support the channel and support you, because this time in which we're living in is just absolutely crazy, bro.
Yeah, isn't it getting weird? Like, it just seems really odd. There's all these schools closing. You know, there's counties in Texas declaring states of emergency ahead of the solar eclipse, and they're saying that a judge ordered emergency measures in a county, and a Bell County judge, and they've issued a disaster declaration as of Wednesday. And you know, this is like everyone's worried. They're telling people stock up, like do all this stuff. And then to top it off, it even gets biblical. Like this thing goes through all these cities and towns that the Bible talks about. It's just bizarre.
Well, it's certainly going by the book, you know. And that's our guide to what's happening. And people better wake up. No, if they haven't woken up by now, then it's pretty too late for them. Because what's this hidden planet that, or this meteor that's supposed to be coming following this eclipse?
Well, I don't know if that is the planet or whatever. In my opinion, the planet's somewhere in our solar system, and it's been moving closer. But it's interesting that they're reporting that there's a devil comet. So they're saying that there's this devil comet, and that basically it's really big and it might explode on the day of the eclipse. And what's weird about that is Nibiru, the planet Nibiru, if you go by some historical writings on it and stuff that the Sumerians had documented and whatnot, they called it the winged disc, and it looked like a horned planet. And I find that weird that you know, that that this correlates with that. Now, this devil comment, they're saying it's been hurling toward Earth and it's set to blow up Friday or Saturday, which would mark its second eruption. And it just talks about this comet, but it's weird because it kind of has these little horns on it. It looks horned off to the side. And apparently this thing's like has a pretty long tail and whatnot. But what else is weird is there's a planetary alignment. So the planets are coming really close to aligning in April. Four planets are set to align, and it coincides with the solar eclipse. And they'll align on the same side of the sun as Earth. And if you think about it, at first I was thinking about like this thing causing some kind of a blackout with the communications and what, which it very well might or whatever. But I started thinking back to the Fukushima nuclear disaster and how there was
still ongoing.
Yep. And you know what's crazy about that? There was a planetary alignment when that earthquake happened that triggered it. So I'm sitting there thinking, okay, they know this nuclear power plant is defunct in Arkansas. They say that this nuclear one needs more oversight. And like 8 years ago, they went through it and said, this thing is just a mess. And the NRC was in there, the Nuclear Regulatory Commission. And they were saying that a bunch of issues were going down there. And then, you know, there was concerns of like another Fukushima disaster. And then nothing in the last 8 years. And then they're saying this nuclear one earns the worst rating in 2015. It earned the, and this is like 10 years later now, 9 years later. And they said it had the worst rating out of every single of the 100 nuclear power plants in the country. And they're staging just to the west of this about 3 hours.
Oh, well, Chef, I appreciate you taking my call, and I'll be safe down there in Mexico, brother. And I'm going to support you every which way I can. So
I appreciate it, man. And thanks so much. Call in anytime. Yep, I need all the support I can get. I can barely survive, basically. But, you know, I'm trying to get this information out. And, you know, it takes a lot to do these shows, too. People don't realize, like, even this show I'm doing today, it's got all original graphics we're flashing up here. I mean, there's just a lot that goes into this. And, like, what do people think? It's all automated. I mean, I'm just like one guy. So this is a full-time thing. And I'd like to do it a lot more if I had the right amount of support, which is not even really that much because I'm in Mexico. So, it, you know, if I had just a more solid amount of support, I could just crank stuff all day long. But everyone can go to IntelliHub.news as well and check out the website over there, because I'm getting it's almost ready for launch. And there's a links in the description below for PayPal and Venmo and all that, you know, if you want to support the broadcast, you can go in the description for the YouTube. I'm showing IntelliHub on the screen right now, just a brief overview of the main page and all the work that goes in to this just to stock this new site that I got going here again. So IntelliHub's back up, IntelliHub.news, everyone can go there. And a lot of quality content. It's almost ready for launch, but y'all can go there. So support everything. Thanks for the call, man. Anything else?
No, be well, man, and, you know, God bless, Chef, man. Keep doing what you're doing and informing people.
I appreciate it. What was your name again?
Chris,
hey, thanks, man.
All right, be well, dude.
All right, take it easy. If you want to call in, the number's in the description. below in the YouTube. So join us in chat on YouTube. And, you know, I'm talking about this nuclear disaster. You can go on IntelliHub.com and view it, or IntelliHub.news, I mean, not .com, IntelliHub.news, and view it. Government fears Arkansas nuclear power plant meltdown during total solar eclipse. And it's in here, and it has all the links. The links are just underlined right here in gray. I'm trying to decide what color I'm going to make these hyperlinks, so you have to kind of look for them. And it links to all these articles and whatnot. But, I mean, okay, there's three possibilities. They're deploying a team ahead because they think that something's going to happen, you know, to a nuclear power plant. Or they, you know, they think an earthquake, you know, who knows what, right? Okay. The other thing is they're setting up for a false flag. Because the nuclear power plant's ready to go, they don't want to have insurance claims and all this stuff, so they got to act like the solar eclipse took it out or caused a problem, and then they'll start dismantling it, okay? The third possibility is that why you would have such a team there is because, I don't know, you got to lock in people in the path of totality, and you got to set off a nuclear bomb and destroy them if you're the government, because they saw Planet X in the path of totality or something weird. And you got to black that region out and like lock people off. I doubt that's it. I mean, that would be like a little over the top, you know, that's like full on conspiracy. But hey, I mean, they sent animation into the Twin Towers and they blew them up from the inside. Then they had micronukes at the core. And they used Americans' lungs as vacuum cleaners in New York City on the day of 9/11. So, I mean, why wouldn't they do that? I mean, you know? Texas County declares state of emergency ahead of no planes theory, by the way, if people want to check into it. No plane crashed in Shanksville. No plane hit the Pentagon. And believe it or not, just animation was overlaid. And... you know, these people they claim were on the airplanes were just CIA operatives mocked up with their voices. I've checked into all the flights, everything. There's a lot of crazy problems. So they kind of made the scene look like that. You know, I've interviewed witnesses that said they saw no planes hit the tower, but they saw the towers explode. So go figure on that. I'm going to play this later.
April 8th is going to blow your mind.
Okay, here, I'm going to play this.
Matthew chapter 12, Jesus said that an evil and adulterous generation will seek for a sign, but they will receive none except for the sign of Jonah. And in Luke 17, Jesus said that as it was in the days of Noah, so also will it be in the days of the coming of the Son of Man. So get this, the path that the solar eclipse is taking will literally cross over the city of Jonah, Texas, several cities and towns named Nineveh, and it will cross over Rapture, Indiana. And not only that, it will cross over where the Ark is in Williamston, Kentucky. But that's not all. All of this will be taking place under the...
Who's this? You're on the air. How's it going?
Hi, you know, my name is Shirley. I'm going to go by Make It Pop. Definitely, we've been, I guess, talking about that. Would this actually be a basic blackout in the whole reason why they're not allowing the kids to go to school?
Well, I mean, yeah, you know, there's a couple things going through my mind. One would be like, okay, you know, you don't want to have kids at school if there's really going to be all this commotion from visitors in the area. And so that could be a legitimate reason. Another reason could be they know there's going to be a disaster, like a nuclear power plant blowing up because of an earthquake or some kind of outage that shuts communication satellites down or the internet. And these nuclear plants operate off the internet, you know. So, but this is a very old and defunct nuclear power plant. Another thing is, you know, are people going to see something? You know, there's...
Indulge in holiday cravings with the nutrition you need from Kachava's All-in-One Whole Body Shake. It's 25 grams of protein, 6 grams of fiber, greens, and so much more. Try their newest flavors, like the limited edition Chocolate Mint, With Kachava, you're getting the highest quality ingredients. No fillers, no nonsense. Holiday nutrition has never been this easy or delicious. Go to Kachava, K-A-C-H-A-V-A.com, and use code NEWS for 15% off.
Same devil comment. Okay, if this planet Nibiru is coming in, supposedly it comes in, and a lot of times it's hidden by the sun. But if you block out the sun, are you going to see this planet to the side of the sun? And is that what they're worried about? And then are they going to have people locked in some zone that they don't let out of that? And they actually say communications went down in that zone. And in the path of totality, you won't be able to text, or your phones get fried or EMP'd. They literally, maybe they'll do EMPs. Maybe they'll literally EMP everyone's phones to like melt them so that like you can't get pictures and information out. You know, things like that are going through my head. That's a little extreme, but I mean, it seems weird, this whole thing.
They were already testing the communication, because I'm down here maybe 20 minutes away from where Elon Musk really does it. So I definitely agree down here. You know, it's interesting that they got the, you know, more of the soldiers down here. And I think the fact that they've been testing, you know, the technology, which is the basically of our cellular network, our internet, everything. I think for some reason or another, they've been testing this for a while, because they already know, in case it does completely shut down, what the possibilities and how things, how people tend to react. So do I think it could be a cover up? Could be there be more things? I mean, the scenario can go, you know, multiple ways. And that's interesting, because they're down here, they already notified the children can't go to school that day. Will it maybe turn dark? I think that could be possibility, you know. It could be just a whole bunch of scenarios, but if you do think that the nuclear plant, I do agree that might go down and affect a lot of people, because why would they have, you know, where they tested earlier, the EMP containers where these trains derailed and they had chemicals spilled. So have they been practicing? Could be. Yeah, I think you're 100% right on everything what you're talking about.
Yeah, it's strange, you know. I mean, all this stuff just correlates. It's setting off all my feelers, and just going by Occam's razor, you know, you got to pick, you know, why the nuclear team? Why, you know, that's the weirdest thing. I find that weird. Like why a nuclear biological radiological team? I mean, you know, are they going to false flag us? Are they, you know, do they know that, you know, does that team deal with EMP attacks too? Because it's a nuclear team. So they're,
yeah. Yeah, they do. They 100% do deal with the EMPs, especially with all government, and they have to have everything, including the EMP, FEMA, name it, the National Guard, name it, everything. That's interesting, because haven't we seen more of the National Guard basically down in all the East Coast, especially the lower valley? And that's interesting where that eclipse is going to hit. It's interesting situations with the environment and everything that's been happening, especially around all when the clip words been hit, it's just been pointing all those places.
Yeah. It's really odd. Do you have any other theories, or do you think that, you know, there's a lot of planets coming close to alignment? Do you think that has anything to do with this?
I think it does. And I think where especially the X marks the spot, you know, like, you know, we were having a theory, you know, with my, individuals that I know, like Trish, Sarah, and these other individuals that I know, especially Professor, we were having the same discussion on, you know, X marks the spot. And could that be something, basically a place happening that might end up be affecting there? Could be. It could be. It's interesting, I guess, that where that solar eclipse hits, I think it's going to be, I think that's where they called it, Little China? Am I wrong? I think that's what they said.
I didn't catch that part, but That's interesting within itself, you know.
I think it's Little China, or no, I'm sorry, it's Little Egypt. I'm sorry, it's Little Egypt, but it's interesting how it all goes. Could be they covering, because lately it's been covering the skies. Something's going up there that they don't want people to see, you know, and they've been testing all the technology everywhere. So it could be in play that, hey, and why would we have so many people coming into the U.S.? So that basically means we're either going to be under attack, or something that they don't want us to know that's going to happen in the skies, that's going to affect the whole world. And that, I do think nuclear you know, and everything that's an EMP, everything is on top of the table.
Uh-huh.
And it might affect everything. Yeah, completely.
Wow. Yeah. This is scary times we're living in. Anything else?
I think that's just about it. It's just strange. I mean, I think maybe even the darkness that might, when it, it might, I'm just feeling it will go dark. Especially in that they're not saying, because they said this was already going to happen, 3 days of darkness with the eclipse coming in. So it could be possibility that might be just expect anything on the table, and people just have to be prepped and be aware of any single little thing.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Well, I appreciate your call. Call in anytime.
Thank you. It was a pleasure.
Absolutely. You as well. Thank you.
Oh, thank you. Bye.
262-891-0070. The number's in the description. 262-891-0070. Get in on this. Absolutely fascinating. Is this devil's comet coming in to kill us? Whoa, it's coming in hot. Ha, 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 watch out. Ha. Here we go. Get down. Ha. Yeah, you know, I don't know. But I know this, guys, support the show so I can keep the lights on over here, because this is an important broadcast. There's not a lot of people. A lot of people give you tidbits and bits and pieces, but I put a lot of stuff together. I do deep research. The show looks pretty nice. You know, I'm trying to get it together more and more. And more importantly, I'm now working on IntelliHub, IntelliHub.news extensively. So go check out the website over there, IntelliHub.news. I'm going to need money to keep all this going and operating and keep pumping out the content so that we can get, look at all this, all original content. Nothing is reposted off of another website. It's always all original content, IntelliHub.news. So check that out. Support the show. All the links are in the description. Hit that Linktree link right there, the first link down, and then you can use PayPal, Cash App, Venmo. And if you want to send crypto, just get a hold of me in an email. I appreciate it. So, guys, I don't know what else to say about this, but I think it's crazy that you know, they're talking about nuclear, radiological, biological response teams. And the elite, it's like the most elite team. It's like one that really specializes in this. They're staged just upwind of a nuclear power plant about 3 hours across from Arkansas's Nuclear One. It's a defunct nuclear power plant. In fact, it's the worst nuclear power plant in the United States. It has the worst overall safety rating out of all 100 U.S. power plants. And this team is staging upwind from that. They're staging over on the Oklahoma side near Broken Bow, Oklahoma. And I mean, we'll get into this article right here, but the Defense Department has planned to station this elite team at a safe distance from a nuclear power plant. The team specializes in responding to chemical, biological, and radiological disasters, and they're closing over 100 schools in the area, just in this area, over dozens in Arkansas alone. Texas counties are in a state of emergency, and you know, I think that something is going on. You can read this at IntelliHub.news, guys. Support the operation, please. And you know, all the bills are due right now because it's coming up for the end of the month, so I got to get some stuff going. Use the Cash App code right there, PayPal, all that. But you know, more importantly, call in 262-891-0070, 262-891-0070, numbers below. What do you think of this? I mean, all these school closures, why don't they want the kids going to see the eclipse at school like we used to? You used to look at it in a box at school. Now No, they can't have anyone looking at the sky. Stay inside, get 2 weeks of food, make sure your car has fuel in it, have supplies, power and communications can go out. This is what they're saying. Texas County declares a state of emergency ahead of this thing. And they're just acting really suspicious. And we have all the proof right here on the Shepherd Ambella show. Get this out, guys. And, you know, the feds say that this nuclear reactor just needs way more oversight. And they've been just harping on this. And then nothing, not a peep out of this in like 8 years. It's the worst. I mean, this thing might be ready to go at any second. So I don't know. I don't know if you guys got a chance to look at where Broken Bow is right here, down here. And then this is Russellville, where the nuclear power plant is. It's about 3 hours away right here. It's across borders. We're going to take another call. This is Shepherd. You're on the air. Who's this?
Hello, Shep.
Hey.
How you doing, bud?
Good. How's it? Who's this?
This is John.
Oh, hey, John.
All right. Yeah, I live in Ohio.
Okay.
All right. Well, it was like, you know, like you said, 7 years or so ago, we had the eclipse. Mm-hmm. And I got a neighbor lady, Bonnie, that grows herbs and stuff.
Yeah.
So she made up a bunch of stuff. And my daughter, with a hawk feather, smoked me and my friend, saged us. We got saged on the other one, but it wasn't an eclipse here in Akron. But I'm trying to do a barbecue. I'm going to get some more sage and rosemary. I got a crow feather and a black feather. I don't know what it goes to, but I my kids liked it. My friends liked it. Just smoking yourself, cleaning yourself at this time.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Yeah, yeah. And they closed the schools here.
Oh, really?
They changed the Easter schedule.
Okay. Now, yeah. Do you think that anything's going on? I mean, I know there's going to be an influx of people in some of these areas, but what's up with the nuclear team in Oklahoma that's next to a nuclear power plant in Arkansas that's not?
I don't know. I've never been a favorite of nuclear. Nuclear is like the worst thing that happened on Earth.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah, hopefully nothing happens. I find that weird. Maybe that team does deal with EMPs and they have it for that. You know, I don't know, but very bizarre. What else is going on up in Ohio? Anything, any dog man up in there? I heard they got...
No, man, no, it just started snowing real hard and then it all just disappeared.
Oh, really?
It off the ground. Yeah, it's off the roof and everything. I got concrete animals in my backyard. They got snow covered.
Mm-hmm.
They're already gone. The snow's gone.
Oh, wow. Okay. All right.
Yeah,
well.
But I'm looking forward to the eclipse. I got a Pink Floyd eclipse shirt I couldn't find for the last one. So I'm going to wear it for this eclipse, you know.
And, hey, that's pretty cool.
No, but I appreciate you, what you do and stuff. There is something supernatural that is happening. I feel it. I've been getting ready for this for years, so I have no regrets.
Yeah. I don't either. You know, I guess we'll just have to kind of buckle up and see what's going on. Wait for the ride.
All right. Well, it was nice talking to you. I love your show.
Hey, thanks, brother. Appreciate it. All right. Thanks for the call. Awesome. You know, good to have some first time callers in here. And yeah, Jimmy says, help Shep. He's eating rice in a couple chicken wing bowls. No doubt. That's no bull. So, yeah, guys, I appreciate everything. Oh, we have Soldier. Good to see you. Hey, call in if you can, OEF. You can even just Skype me. Because you're in Arkansas. And I want to see what you think, because they're staging up when in Oklahoma. And that nuclear one's not looking too good. So get your take on that, or just type it in the chat if you can't. So what's up, Pam, Kevin? I don't know if you can call in, Kevin, and chop it up. We can talk about this. Raven says, don't forget to like, subscribe, donate, and share. Absolutely. Everything is appreciated, guys. The links are all in the description. Just hit that Linktree link, the first link right there. Boom. Takes you to everything. You'll be able to do it all from there. Very easy. Very simple. Keep it all going. You know, it's good to have a guy like me investigating stuff all day long, making nice shows, archiving them. We can go back, watch them. Now we got IntelliHub.news going on and, you know, going up, and site starting to get content on it. Look at this, all original content right here. So just really interesting stuff. You're going to want to read all this right here. IntelliHub.news, support all this that I got going on. Now there's servers and this and that and da 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 da, you know, and we're getting it out, the information, as much as we can. I was hoping Kevin Mooring would call in, because there's three possible theories that we can go off of when it comes to this. And one is, you know, the government wants to do a false flag. They have this chemical radiological unit and they're going to do something. You know, another one's they're going to trap people in there because they see Planet X, and they're going to EMP and say communications went out and basically fry people's phones so no pictures can get out on Twitter and the social media and all that. And another thing is, you know, our earthquake's going to happen. From this planetary alignment, is that going to disrupt a nuclear power plant? Is a Carrington event going to happen? Like, do they know something? What do they know? You know, 262-891-0070, 262-891-0070 is the call in. Great callers already today. Yeah, Raven says, check out IntelliHub.news for real. Yeah, that's awesome. So, yeah, I mean, I'm just sitting there thinking, okay, a specialized team, the closed schools, Texas counties declaring states of emergency, okay, ahead of time. Ohio, we just had a caller from Ohio, so they're closing the schools. You know, there's a nuclear power plant that's on the edge right there in Arkansas. There's planets aligning, right? We got all these alignments. We got this team stage upwind. We got a devil comet hurling toward Earth, and it could explode and photobomb the solar eclipse. If you want to get in on this, 262-891-0070. Links in the description to the IntelliHub article as well. It's right there. Just click it and it'll take you right to the article directly. Everything's sourced in there and you can check it out yourself. You know, so anything else you guys want to talk about or bring up? And Pam says, oh no, will there be a toilet paper shortage? Pam, you never know with the toilet paper. Apparently, that's like the number one prized possession, toilet paper. Yeah. Crazy. Yep, this thing's going through all these different towns. I mean, just lots of strange stuff going on during this eclipse. So, you know, look at the path of totality. Double comet, is it going to trigger some type of disaster? That's what people want to know. I mean, why would they have an elite radiological response unit on standby? What is going on? Is martial law going to ensue? 262-891-0070. 0070. I don't know. The signs are among us. A lot of people are missing the signs. I feel like it just feels like so many people are missing the signs lately. And I don't know what it is. I mean, I know there's a lot of distractions in the world. There's a lot going on. People have a lot going on. But, you know, don't miss the natural signs. And definitely, you know, that's why they're censoring shows like this, obviously. You know, that obviously they don't want people talking about this type of stuff ahead of time. So that's why it's more important to get this information out any way we can. You know, mirror my show on your channel. Do whatever you want. Upload the shows. Get them out. Make clips out of them. Make funny clips out of them. Put links to IntelliHub.news. All of that stuff, but support the show monetarily. That's the main thing, just so I can even continue to do this. And, you know, I'm still building everything up. I just put like 80 hours of work into the IntelliHub.news, probably put about 20 more hours in before launch. So, and then it'll launch. But you guys can go there right now and check it out, IntelliHub.news. Anything else going on? Yeah, everyone needs to prepare. You know, don't be scared, but just get ready in case something's going down. You know, even the government's telling people, look, like, have fuel, have supplies, 2 weeks food, 2 weeks water, fuel in your vehicles, in your generators. You know, definitely have stuff to smoke, some good tobacco if you're a smoker, some good weed. You know, whatever you got to have, make sure you have everything you need. So it could get crazy. Next thing you know, you might be living off the grid. They might lock you into the path of totality and put fences going through Eagle Pass, Texas, National Guard up in New York subways to Eagle Pass, Texas. And then they just fence in the sides and you're trapped in there. Maybe you filmed something you shouldn't have in the path of totality. I wonder, what is God returning? Whoa. is it the second coming? I mean, like, what's going on? It could just be a normal eclipse, and it's just they're worried about an influx of people too. But why the elite nuclear and radiological team? That's what you got to wonder. And the devil comet, that's the kicker. The devil comet. You know, so that's the part I don't get is, you know, I don't know. It's pretty crazy. This is a Sunday, so we'll be live again tomorrow. And, you know, remember, you can catch us on Apple Podcasts and Spotify. If you're just listening in your car as you're driving, you want to save bandwidth or whatever, Apple Podcasts and Spotify. But you got to get the live version here. Always participate in the live YouTube version. Go to the Linktree link below, the first link. Hit it. Support the broadcast. You can go Venmo, PayPal, Cash App. I need to keep everything going. Guys, we'll see you tomorrow. I'm going to do a lot of more research into this and see where it takes us. We're going to find out what's going on and get to the bottom of what the United States government